Good morning, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with a 7:15 edition of the news. On Wednesday, the 30th of December, it is still 36. We still have cloudy skies. No rain in the bucket here at the studios of WFIW. In fact, the forecast all the way through Monday shows no mention of any rain. These clouds are expected to blow out of here sometime tomorrow, yielding to sunny skies for the weekend, the New Year's holiday. So I'll have more on that WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast following this edition of the news. Illinois State Police and Wayne County Sheriff's deputies investigated a very serious four-wheeler accident last night. It happened south of Keens. A little after 8 o'clock, hunters discovered a four-wheeler crash on a county road south of Keens. Now, the victim's identity has not been released at this time, but local police say the driver was unconscious when they arrived. The man was airlifted from the scene to Deaconess Hospital in Evansville with major injuries. The Wayne City Ambulance Service assisted in providing care to that injured driver until the air evac chopper arrived to take him to Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. WFIW News Time, 7:16.
Have you been to the Watering Can in Albion lately? Stop by and check out our new gift items. Pillows, candles, jewelry, scarves, lanterns, wreaths, signs, tableware, and linens. Slippers, purses. Phew, you get the picture. Oh, and pictures too. Oh, and picture frames. Just stop by the can in Albion. That will be a lot simpler. Did I mention fresh flowers? I give up. Delivery every day to Albion, West Salem, Fairfield, Mount Carmel, and Grayville. Can't wait to see you at the can.
It's after Christmas savings at Eubinger's Furniture and Company. Now, the more you buy, the more you save. Discounts on in-stock living and dining room items start at 5% off the first item and go all the way up to 30% off the fourth item. If free financing is what you want, Eubinger's has up to 3 years free financing instead of the discounts. See store for details. We will be open the day after Christmas from 9 till 3, then Monday through Wednesday, 9 till 6. We will close at 5 on New Year's Eve, and the final day to save is New Year's Day from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m., only at the after Christmas sale at Eubinger's Furniture Company, Highway 50 East, Flora.
If you can't grow grass on it, pave it. Pave it with asphalt or concrete from Brent and Bill Edwards at O'Daniel Trucking. Call O'Daniel Trucking for a free estimate. A blacktop or cement driveway is not only visually satisfying, it also adds long-lasting value to your home or business. So for quality workmanship and materials and a problem-free driveway, walkway, garage floor, and more, call O'Daniel Trucking in Carmi at 382-5371 and visit odanieltrucking.com. If you can't grow grass on it, pave it.
Well, here's the very latest on area rivers. Even though we haven't had any rain today and just a little bit yesterday, the rivers are still on the rise. The Little Wabash River at Clay City actually crested yesterday at 25.94 feet, and at Clay City, the river's falling. Flood stage there, 18 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City has crested at 24.1 feet. It's now falling. Flood stage at Wayne City, 15 feet. But the Little Wabash and Big Wabash still on the rise. The Little Wabash at Carmi at 4 o'clock this morning was at 30.56, forecast to go to 35.9 feet by Sunday. Flood stage is 27 feet. On the Big Wabash at Mount Carmel, the stage this morning was 21.03, forecast to hit 28.6 by January 6. Flood stage at Mount Carmel is 19 feet. No rainfall in our forecast period, which takes us through Monday of next week. Now, while we're talking about the Wabash River, Mount Carmel Public Utility has announced that because of the rising Wabash River, electrical services are being disconnected as needed at river camps at Mount Carmel, Dunkel River Camps, Pulleyville, and other locations along the Wabash served by Mount Carmel Public Utility. Homes and businesses that could be impacted may also be subject to disconnection. Customers may who may be impacted need to make preparations now to preserve and protect their property. But if you got any questions, call Mount Carmel Public Utility at 262-5151 and ask for the service department. Workers at the Menard Prison at Chester, Illinois, are preparing for a flood that could impact the prison. The National Weather Service Office predicts the Mississippi River along Kaskaskia Street in Menard will crest at a high of 49.7 feet, which matches the levels recorded in the Great Flood of 1993. At that level, there may be minor flooding inside the lower-level cell houses and basements of buildings located behind the walls. Some inmates have already been transferred to other facilities, and Department of Corrections officials are providing temporary alternate housing for others inside the prison. Now, at this time, the Department of Corrections does not anticipate that water will have to be shut off. The department does have more than 1,000 gallons of water on standby, and they've set up portable restrooms should there be an issue with sewage. The Department of Corrections offender work crews are also helping out. Inmates have already filled more than 15,000 sandbags, which have been placed around the facility to protect power sources, buildings, and generators. The Mississippi River not expected to crest until the new year. WFIW News Time, 7:21.
You ask for it, you get it at Kincaid's. Introducing the addition of men's and women's Justin boots to the footwear department at Kincaid's. Justin boots have been made in the USA since 1879, and they're handcrafted by skilled bootmakers using only the finest leather and quality materials. What's your Justin boot? Bent rail, double comfort, George Strait, Justin Gypsy, Farm and Ranch, vintage, fashion? Try on a pair or special order Justin boots, an exciting addition to the footwear department at Kincaid's in Fairfield. You ask for it, you get it at Kincaid's. Introducing the addition of men's and women's Justin boots to the footwear department at Kincaid's. Justin boots have been made in the USA since 1879, and they're handcrafted by skilled bootmakers using only the finest leather and quality materials. What's your Justin boot? Bent rail, double comfort, George Strait, Justin Gypsy, Farm and Ranch, vintage, fashion? Try on a pair or special order Justin boots, an exciting addition to the footwear department at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
The Saline County coroner has released the name of a Harrisburg woman killed Saturday when fire swept through her mobile home. Rhonda K. Uzzell, 52, died from asphyxiation due to smoke inhalation. Coroner Jerry Watson pronounced Uzzell dead at the scene Saturday morning. Positive identification and the cause of death were not confirmed until an autopsy was conducted Monday night at the White County Morgue in Carmine. Harrisburg firemen responded to Uzzell's 1258 South Granger home at 4:44 Saturday morning when neighbors reported smoke coming from her house. The fire remains under investigation by the State Fire Marshal's Office and the Harrisburg Fire Department. Suzanne Brown of Carmine reports somebody's burglarized her hair salon. It happened sometime this past week. Thieves stole about $300 cash and took some checks. Eric Lee Hall, 37, of 2nd Street in Carmine, was arrested Monday on charges of being in possession of a controlled substance and driving suspended following a traffic stop on Stewart Street in Carmine. A passenger in Hall's vehicle, Amanda M. Schroeder, 33, of Fackney Street in Carmine, was cited for being in possession of a controlled substance. Crystal N. Gaeta, 31, of El Dorado, was cited Monday for driving without a valid license and having no insurance. She posted $150 bond and was released pending a court appearance. Farmers and landowners looking to learn about changes coming to the 2016 Federal Crop Insurance Program in the new Farm Bill will get a chance during several upcoming crop seminars. Farm Bureau and Country Financial will sponsor dozens of talks across the state throughout winter to better equip farmers and landowners with the knowledge they need to make sound financial decisions regarding their crop coverage. The White County Farm Bureau and local Country Financial representatives Rick Basinger, Rick Satterfield, and Rick Barbary will host a seminar in Carmine on Wednesday, January the 6th at noon at the Farm Bureau office in Carmine. Now that evening, on Wednesday, January 6th, Wayne County Farm Bureau and Country Financial representatives Mark Dinsmore, Noel Vaughn, Alex Atwood, and Beth Sessions are hosting the same seminar at the Bob Boyles Hall at Frontier Community College in Fairfield at 6 p.m. Now, Country Financial Representative Rick Basinger says these events offer farmers a chance to better understand how their life work can be managed and protected. He added, "The more Illinois farmers are willing to stay informed, the better we can keep their farms and lands secure for future years." Participants will hear from Country Financial Crop Agency Manager Doug Yoder on agricultural risk coverage and price loss coverage, performance, and the forecast for next year. Now, admission is free. There will be a meal served at both events. So to register, contact your White County Farm Bureau or your Wayne County Farm Bureau office to sign up. You need to do that by Monday the 4th. Time now to check the latest price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson. Steve's your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil prices closed up yesterday. Local refineries raised their offering $1 per barrel. Today they're paying $31 even for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 82-year-old Fairfield resident William Bill Lair died at 5:58 Monday evening at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Services for William Bill Lair are pending at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. 86-year-old former Fairfield resident Charlene Wiley died at 12:20 Friday afternoon at Leroy Manor in Leroy, Illinois. She'd been a hairdresser working locally at the Uptown Beauty Shop and had owned and operated Charlene's Beauty Shop. Survivors include sons Robert McNeilan of Slidell, Louisiana, and Greg Wiley of St. Louis, daughters Beverly Tuttle of Bloomington and Anna Marina of Pocomoke City, Maryland, 9 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren. Services for Charlene Wiley will be 2 o'clock next Monday afternoon at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be 1 o'clock Monday till the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Larry C. Odom, 69, of Grayville, died Monday at St. Thomas West Hospital in Nashville, Tennessee. He was a retired safety director, veteran of the U.S. Navy, and member of the Masonic Lodge. Survivors include his wife Ethel Odom of Evansville, Indiana, a son Sean A. Odom of Hermitage, Tennessee, a brother Roger Odom, and a sister Linda Points of Grayville, both of Grayville. Funeral services for Larry Odom will be 12 noon Saturday at the Cook Chapel in Grayville with burial and full military honors at Antioch Cemetery there at Cowling. Visitation for Larry Odom, 10 a.m. Saturday till the time of service at the Cook Chapel in Grayville. Now that visitation will begin with a Masonic service. 72-year-old McLeansboro resident Judith Ann Myers died at 10:40 Tuesday morning at the Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. A homemaker, she was a member of the Blooming Grove Baptist Church in McLeansboro. Survivors include her husband Wendell Myers of McLeansboro, a daughter Brenda and fiancé Chris Drysdale of McLeansboro, her mother Josephine Glenn of McLeansboro, a sister Connie DeVore and husband Doug of Carmi, a brother Mike Glenn and wife Sharon of McLeansboro, 2 grandchildren, Macy and Derek Endicott, and a close friend, Jill Huffstutler, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Judith Ann Myers will be 11 o'clock Thursday morning at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with burial in Blooming Grove Cemetery at McLeansboro. Visitation will be tonight, 6 until 8, at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. A funeral mass for 97-year-old Mount Carmel resident Robert John Bob Steckler will be 10 o'clock Thursday morning at St. Mary's Catholic Church there on West 5th Street in Mount Carmel with burial in the St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery on West Poplar Street. Visitation for Bob Steckler, 4 until 8 this evening at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Mount Carmel. Our rosary service will be held at 8 o'clock this evening. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the St. Mary's School General Fund and will be accepted at either the church or the Short Cunningham Funeral Home of Mount Carmel, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Funeral services for John D. Keel, 68, of Mount Vernon, will be 10:30 Thursday morning at the Grace Community Church in Mount Vernon. With burial in Mount Vernon Memorial Gardens at Woodlawn, visitation will be 5 to late tonight at the church. Memorials may be made to John Keel Memorial in care of Donna Keel. Contributions will go to the Grace Community Church and the Georgia Southern Christian Campus Fellowship. Now, the Huey Funeral Home of Mount Vernon is in charge of all the arrangements. Funeral services for Elizabeth Betty West, 89 of Carmi, will be 10 o'clock Thursday morning, 10 a.m. Thursday at the Cook Chapel in Carmi, burial in Kirkendall Cemetery. Visitation for Betty West will be 5 to 7 tonight at the Cook Chapel in Carmi. Memorials may be made to St. Jude's Children's Hospital and will be accepted at the Cook Chapel in Carmi. Funeral services for Stacy Lynn DeVue, 49 of Fairfield, will be 1 o'clock Thursday afternoon at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be 11 o'clock Thursday morning till the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Funeral services for Frida Foley, 87 of Mount Vernon, Indiana, will be 10 o'clock this morning at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield with burial in Enfield Cemetery. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home of Enfield is in charge of all the arrangements. Funeral services for Roy Taylor, 69 of Fairfield, will be 10 o'clock this morning at the Jeff Christian Church with burial in Besto Cemetery at Jeff. memorials may be made to the Jeff Christian Church or the Shriners Hospital. Those donations will be accepted at the church or the Johnson and Vaughn and Funeral Home in Fairfield, which is in charge of all the arrangements. A memorial service for Diana S. Russell, 71, of Carmine, will be 11:30 this morning at the Cook Chapel in Carmine. Visitation will be 10 o'clock this morning till the time of service, 11:30 at the Cook Chapel in Carmine. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 7:30.
More and more people are making pre-need funeral plans with Ingram Funeral Home. If you've been thinking about making your own funeral plans now, rather than leaving the decision to others later, then give us a call for an appointment at 445-2222. We'll put the coffee pot on and we can talk it over with you in an informal and comfortable setting. I'm manager Sherry Harder. My caring staff and I feel that encouraging you is our inspiration. Ingram Funeral Homes in Albion, West Salem, and Allendale, an affiliate of Keystone America.
Refresh your ride at Fry's Garage. A new season is the perfect time to make some changes. Even little changes can have a big impact on your vehicle. This is Harley Fry, and I'll keep your vehicle in peak performance with expert service, parts, and fair prices. We'll help prolong the life of your tires with an alignment, the life of your engine with an oil change and a tune-up, and we'll keep you cool with the latest in AC recovery and recharge equipment. We offer a wide variety of expert service and have for over 30 years. So schedule your appointment to let us refresh your ride at Fry's Garage in Fairfield.
Now, from the Alex Atwood Country Financial Sports Desk, here's a look at sports and girls high school basketball yesterday at the Mary Mule Tournament here in Fairfield. Fairfield beat Robinson 62-31. Carmine over Wayne City 40-30. North Posey, Indiana over Murfreesboro 62-54. And Flora beat Champaign Central 53-43. Then came trophy night, where seventh place game went to Wayne City. They beat Robinson 52-49. Fifth place game, Champaign Central over Fairfield 65-47. In the third place game, Murfreesboro beat Carmine 49-48. And in the championship game, North Posey, Indiana over Flora 45-42. Boys high school basketball at the El Dorado Holiday Tournament. In the consolation championship game, Anna Jonesboro topped Gallatin County 53-39. Fifth place bracket semifinals, Union County, Kentucky advanced by beating Carmine 59-52, and El Dorado advanced by beating NCOE 79-53. In the fifth place game, El Dorado beat Union County, Kentucky 77-47. Championship bracket semifinals, it was Massac County over West Frankfort 54-33, and Harrisburg beat Webster County, Kentucky 55-52. In the third place game, Webster County, Kentucky beat West Frankfort 54-25. And in the championship game, Massac County beat Harrisburg 63-53. Boys High School wrestling at Carterville. Harrisburg topped Fairfield 59-24. It was Fairfield over Anna Jonesboro 48-36. West Frankfort beat Fairfield 39-36. Marion over Fairfield 51-18. And Heron beat Fairfield 54-18. On the schedule for today, Big Ten basketball. Michigan is at Illinois with tip-off at 2 o'clock today. You can hear the Fighting Illini take on the Wolverines at the State Farm Center in Champaign. Our broadcast starts at 1 o'clock this afternoon on WFIW AM 1390. College football. It was California over Air Force at the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl, 55-36. The Russell Athletic Bowl, Baylor topped North Carolina, 49-38. Nova Home Loans Bowl, Nevada beat Colorado State 28-23. At the Advocare V100 Texas Bowl, LSU topped Texas Tech 56-27. College basketball, Purdue over Wisconsin 61-55. Iowa beat Michigan State 83-70. Kansas State pounded St. Louis 75-47. Missouri blew out Arkansas Pine Bluff 78-25. Notre Dame over Liberty 73-56. Kansas topped UC Irvine 78-53. Baylor over Texas Southern 72-59. Temple over Cincinnati 77-70. It was SMU beating Tulsa 81-69. Miami, Florida over Princeton 76-64. And Texas A&M beat Cal Poly 82-63. In the NBA, it was New York over Detroit 108-96. Atlanta topped Houston 121-115. Memphis over Miami 99-90. Oklahoma City topped Milwaukee 131-123. Cleveland over Denver 93-87. National Hockey League, the St. Louis Blues outlasted Nashville 4-3 in overtime. Chicago over Arizona 7-5. Boston beat Ottawa 7-3. The Islanders topped Toronto 6-3. New Jersey edged Carolina 3-2. Columbus skated past Dallas 6-3. Florida beat Montreal 3-1. Winnipeg over Detroit 4-1. It was Anaheim shutting out Calgary 1-0. And Los Angeles beat Edmonton 5-2.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Cloudy today, high 40. Cloudy tonight, low 28. Cloudy Thursday, high 38. Sunny Friday, cold, high of 35. Saturday and Sunday, sunny, high of 41. Sunny Monday, high 43. 56, the high yesterday, 35, our low this morning. No rain in the bucket today, and at 7:35 under overcast skies, it's 36. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.